104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:03. We're going to top out at 32. A little bit of fog here this morning. 21 right now. We've got some Sneaky's Chicken to give away. We'll play Facts or Bullcrap coming up here in a little bit. If you've never played the game, well, you'll find out what it's like in about 15 minutes.
There you go.
Have you ever gone to the movies and then snuck into a second movie after the first one ended?
I have not done that.
I have.
Know people that have, but I have not.
I have years ago. It was like probably 15 years ago. So the statute of limitations has expired. But I guarantee this, I will never do it again.
What kind of trouble can you get in for that?
Well, in Indiana, you can get in big trouble.
Okay.
Saturday night, 49-year-old Lindsay Harbin of Gary, Indiana, and his wife, Delia, went to see The Rock's new movie, Snitch.
Yeah.
Well, when it was over, they snuck in to go see Warm Bodies.
Which I want to see still.
And a security guard spotted them and called the cops. They were both arrested.
What?
And even though movie tickets at the theater are only $6.75, wow, cheap theater.
Yeah.
Both of them have been charged with a felony theft account.
Why?
Because in Indiana, all thefts are considered felonies, even for people like the Harbins who have no priors. They're facing 6 months to 3 years in prison.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that the judge would actually give them that for something like that.
You know what? Pay the...
I'm sure they give them a fine or something.
Pay the $14.
Well, yeah, I agree. But I just can't imagine them standing in front of the judge and the judge actually making them go to jail.
Yeah, I mean,
for
it would have been $13.50 is what they stole. $13.50.
Well, they paid for the one movie.
Yeah, but they didn't pay to go to a second
total.
Movie.
Yeah.
So it would have been for two people, $13.50. And that's a felony in Indiana.
And that would be awful to have that on your record. For something that minute. Like, that's crazy.
Just like you would, they had an excuse for why they did it.
Okay.
They said they were at a funeral all day on Saturday and, quote, just weren't thinking correctly.
Oh, that's not a very good excuse. I mean, if you're going to
have one. No, you'd come up with a way better one than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so Mel, you just got arrested for sneaking into a theater after you went to another movie and did not pay for the second one. Why did you do it?
I drank too much cough syrup.
Too much cough syrup?
Yeah.
Do you have a cough? Careful, your lung might come out.
It might.
Speaking of movies
that
and
was
things,
a good one. You didn't
and
think
things you're not supposed to do at theaters. You ever snuck booze into a theater?
I have not. Well, I guess I have, but it wasn't for me.
I know a couple of people who did it recently.
Uh-oh.
And they're my age.
Really?
They just did it for fun to, you know, kind of back to college days.
Yeah, I always had to carry the big purse.
Yeah. Yeah. If you see a big purse in a movie, it ain't holding makeup.
I always carry a big purse anyway, but I'd have to take some stuff out.
Yeah, but you couldn't fit a cooler in yours.
Not a cooler, but I could get a couple cans of beer.
There is a new legal precedent that's being set that allows us to sue beer companies, apparently, for watering down their beer.
What?
Yeah. Yesterday, a group of people in California, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania filed a class action lawsuit against Anheuser-Busch InBev for watering down their beer. The lawsuit claims that water is added as the last step before the beer is put into bottles, cans, and kegs. That makes it so the alcohol content is anywhere from 3 to 8% lower than the alcohol content on the label. Anheuser-Busch's regular beers like Budweiser or Michelob claim to be 5% alcohol by volume. The light beers claim to be about 4%. And the law firms behind the suit say their independent testing found those claims are high. The suit is seeking $5 million. Anheuser-Busch says it's groundless.
Wow.
You know, I thought domestic beer being watered down was just a characteristic.
The norm?
Yeah. I mean, I love me some watered down domestic beer.
Yeah. I don't like the heavier stuff.
No, neither do I.
I'm fine with them putting a little water in it.
It's like, you know, baby barf in a bottle. I just don't care. You can call it lager all you want. It tastes like crap.
I don't like that stuff.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No. No, thank you.
And I don't get the people that can drink that, like that really super heavy, dark
like
beer.
Guinness?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, Jenny, my friend Jenny drinks it, and I'm like, I look at it going, I don't get how you can drink that. And she's like, just taste some. And I taste it and I want to throw up.
When my dad was in the Air Guard.
I don't get it. Like, it's they had
like a month long trip to Germany. And he got used to drinking the room temperature
beer. Oh, the warm beer.
Well, it's not warm.
But it's not cold.
Well, but it's not warm. It's like, you know, it's colder than the room, but it's not cold.
Right.
And he swears up and down it was fantastic.
Just doesn't sound good to me.
It doesn't sound good to me either. But you know how there's some things that taste better warmer than they do cold?
Mm-hmm.
You know, French fries.
Right.
Are horrible. Any potato is horrible cold.
Agreed.
Except potato salad. But that's because it's dressed up with lots of other stuff.
Right.
Coffee is terrible cold.
Unless it's mixed with the ice cubes and the flavoring and you have an iced coffee.
No, that's chocolate milk. Don't even call that coffee.
It's an iced coffee.
It's chocolate milk.
That's good, though. I like iced coffee.
But regular coffee, cold?
Yeah, once it turns cold.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm like, terrible.
Ugh.
I don't like any tea, so, and that's served warm or cold, but anyway, I don't know. if you think you're getting duped, then just get different beer.
Yeah.
You know, if you want your
drink
full load of
stuff.
If you want your full load of booze, you know,
start drinking some liquor.
Get a bottle of vodka and dabble that into your beer.
That's just weird. Who cares?
The stupid crap people. And you know, when it's a class action lawsuit, everybody gets like $20. When it's all said and done.
Yay.
I've been part of those. And one time I got a check. I'm not kidding.
For $2.13.
37 cents.
Oh, 37 cents.
Because of something an old insurance company of mine was doing illegally when I lived in Colorado. I got a check for 37 cents. Thank you, lawyers. I appreciate you standing up for me and giving me my 37 cents back.
Wow.
Yeah. It was stupid. The check cost more to print and send than what the money I got.
Yeah.
You can keep it. Sounds like you need it more than I do. Anyway.
That's dumb.
It is. Okay, so we got news on the way and a chance to win some Sneaky's chicken coming up. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Yeah. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 722, up to 32 today. Maybe a little fog. I-90 between Beaver Creek and Laverne, there is a semi that tipped over. We heard this from a listener, and there are cattle. There were cattle on the truck, and some are dead, some are walking around. So kind of a mess out there if you're coming from Minnesota in this morning. It is in the eastbound side, but it could be walking across. So just a little heads up there. But we're going to play some Fact or Bullcrap. A movie that I am excited to see is Oz the Great and Powerful.
It looks really good.
Comes out next week. Saw a preview of it when we went to the movies last weekend. It looks awesome. There's a bunch of new movies coming soon that look really good. There's a new Tom Cruise movie. Oh, I can't think of the name of it. It's a one-word title. It looks awesome. Futuristic, apocalyptic type of movie. No, there are no zombies in it. There's another one.
I was going to ask if there's zombies. I was just trying to remember when it was.
I knew you were going to ask if there were zombies.
I wasn't going to ask.
The Jackie Robinson movie, 42, looks awesome. The other one was Phantom. Another kind of historical war movie, looks really good. And The Great and Powerful Oz next week. That's what the theme of Fact or Bullcrap is today. Oz the Great and Powerful. I keep wanting to say The Great and Powerful Oz. It just makes more sense.
But it's just Oz the Great and Powerful.
Oz colon The Great and Powerful. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, Caitlin's on the phone. How are you, Caitlin?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so Fact or Bullcrap, you know how to play?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you a statement. You tell me fact or bullcrap, and that's how it works. You already told me you know how to play it. Everyone else can figure it out as we go.
Okay.
Okay, theme today is a movie I'm looking forward to, Oz the Great and Powerful.
It looks really good.
It does look good, and that is the theme today. Here is your first statement, Caitlin. There are no ruby slippers in the movie because Disney couldn't use them. Is that fact, or is that bullcrap?
Scientific fact,
huh?
Yes.
Interesting.
Warner Brothers owns the rights to the characters and their descriptions from the original Wizard of Oz, and Disney wasn't allowed to use them.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's your next one. The Wicked Witch isn't allowed to be green because of the legal conflict with Warner Brothers. Fact or bullcrap?
I don't know. The last question, probably fact?
That is bullcrap!
Nope. She couldn't be the exact same shade of green as the witch in the original, but the legal department negotiated a different shade of green that was acceptable.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Isn't this nuts? All right, here's your last one. Caitlin, if you get this one right, you still win.
Okay.
Okay, now just like the original movie, Wizard of Oz, actors who play people in Kansas will also play someone in Oz. Is that fact or bullcrap?
Oh, fact?
That is a scientific fact!
Uh-huh.
It is.
Sweet.
Yep, Zach Braff, Joey King, Michelle Williams each play two roles in the movie. So,
cool.
Good work. Congratulations, Caitlin. We have got $10 worth of Sneaky's chicken for you, all right?
Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm going to ask you some of these, Mel.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm not trying to make you look dumb. I'm just, they're just fun.
Okay. I don't know a whole lot about it yet.
The movie was shot in a former General Motors plant.
Fact.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was the Raleigh, Michigan studios in Detroit.
Hmm.
Just like the original, the beginning of Oz will be in black and white.
Oh, will it?
Fact or bullcrap?
Fact,
yes.
I hope.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Black and white and mono sound instead of stereo.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know about the mono sound. That's kind of lame.
Well, I don't know. It goes with it, I guess.
James Franco has more than a dozen different costume changes in the movie.
Fact.
Bullcrap. He wears the same three-piece suit for the whole thing.
He wears the same suit the whole time?
Yep.
Oh, man.
They created six different brooms for the witches to use during shooting.
Fact.
Bullcrap.
Oh.
11 different brooms.
11?
She's happier than a witch in a broom factory.
You know, I just pulled up the website for it, and the monkeys don't look as creepy as, like, the original one.
Yeah, they were very, very creepy.
And this one, they look... like, really sweet, cute little monkeys.
Here's another one.
Well, there's some that aren't looking so
The Munchkins
nice. Yeah,
are regular-sized people playing them instead of little people. Fact or bullcrap?
That's bullcrap.
Yeah, it is bullcrap.
Yeah.
They are using little people. They've actually sued before for using CGI to change a full-sized person into a little person.
Really?
I remember reading that somewhere one time. Anyway... the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I hate when I'm about to hug someone really sexy and my face hits the mirror.
727, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it is 741. We're going to top out at 32 today, some patchy fog. The number to crack the vault today is 88. 88. Know that number on Friday, along with the one we gave yesterday and the one we will give tomorrow, and you will win yourself a $50 party tab to the vault. So, there are cows on I-90, careful. Out by Laverne and Beaver Creek, tipped over. Just heads up so you don't, you know, get yourself into any trouble out there. Their cows, main thing is there's still cows wandering around that got out of the truck.
Yeah.
Is the main thing. So, yeah. Just kind of careful on your way in if you're going along I-90. It did happen in the eastbound lane, but yeah, anyway. So, things that men should not do in the company of women. There are a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
There's some obvious ones.
Mm-hmm.
Really obvious ones.
Like farting?
Of course. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it on purpose. It's always been an accident.
Sure.
Well, not with my wife.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's completely on purpose. Sometimes it's just retaliation. Anyway.
Retaliation.
The editors of Marie Claire, is that how you say
Marie
it?
Marie Claire?
Marie Claire, okay. I don't know.
M-A-R-I-E.
I just found it online.
Okay.
They advise against a lot of things that men do in the company of women.
Ah.
Here are a few that they advise against. Revealing how much your car cost. Cleaning your gun.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably not as big deal around here as it would be, like, you know,
bigger
in
cities,
New York.
I suppose.
It'd probably be a little creepy for a guy to just be cleaning his gun.
Yeah,
in New
I
York.
Guess.
Here, it's just a chore.
Yeah, it's just, like, normal.
Yeah. Refer to your mother as your best friend.
Oh.
Yeah. Polish high school trophies, which are on display.
That shouldn't happen.
No. The only trophies I have on display in my house are the ones, are like junior football trophies I got as a coach.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
So I received them in adulhood, so that's okay.
Then it's okay.
And they're in my man cave.
I mean, I think when you're like still in your early 20s, it's okay to display high school ones, but you don't think so?
No.
A couple years after? No?
A couple years after, but by the time you're 20, time to put them away.
Bye-bye.
If they're still in your bedroom at your mom's house,
that's
fine. And your mom has not converted your bedroom into an office slash storage unit yet, then it's okay.
Okay. But not in your own...
Not in a room you actively live in.
Okay.
Don't bring your high school trophies to college.
No.
Please.
You don't have enough room for that anyway.
No. Rap is another thing men shouldn't do in the company of women. I will assume this means you're not a rapper.
Like rap. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
No, no one should ever rap that.
They should.
No.
Every single day.
things men shouldn't do in the company of a woman. Question women's footwear.
Oh.
Typically, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if someone's wearing Crocs, I think it's just fine.
To question it?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Tip less than 20%?
Yeah, don't do that.
Forget to carry cash.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of make you look a little unprepared, doesn't it?
It does.
Talk about former exploits?
Yeah, don't do that.
Ever? Scream at
like
the dog.
Like a girl? Oh,
no,
at the dog?
At the dog, at the guy who just stole your parking spot.
Oh.
You know, at the TV when the Vikings aren't doing well.
Like, are you yelling at it like you're, like, into the game or whatever?
Sometimes I'll get like that. That's why I prefer to watch the Vikings alone.
Or a ragey yell.
I get a ragey yell. Like, yeah. I'm actually angry.
I'm going to go with, not the angry.
That's why I like watching football alone.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch the Vikings with other people. My wife's used to it now. She doesn't get too wound up about it. I scared Jackie so bad one time she cried.
Oh.
I scared Rockley so bad one time he laughed. And Asai, I sneeze and he jumps. Another thing mentioned doing the company of women is celebrity impressions.
Oh, unless you're actually good at them.
Don't bust out to Arnold. Because it's probably really bad.
Yeah. Unless you're actually good at them.
Used to be the governor of California.
Unless you're really good at them.
Unless you're really good at finding some strange on a Saturday night. This is Bill Clinton.
I was saying unless you're really good at them.
I know.
To you.
Well, you complimented me on my Bill Clinton the other day.
Well, the other day I did. That one there wasn't so good, but the other day it was spot on.
I did it pretty much exactly the same way.
You know what?
And now you don't think it's funny.
No, because right now you are creeping me out.
Okay.
The look on your face when you do it is creepy.
Well, sometimes to contort your voice, your throat, you know, to do whatever you're doing, you end up making a funny face.
Yeah. I'm sure I look creepy when I do my Wicked Witch one, so. Or scary.
Mostly frightening. the other thing we should never do in the company of a woman is an impression of you, the woman.
Oh, no. No.
And now, my impression of Crystal. And that was my impression of Crystal.
She's pretty quiet.
And it also kept me from getting in trouble.
Yeah, it did.
That was twofold.
Yeah.
And now my impression of writing of Crystal... Sitting in the seat next to me as I drive up to her folks on a weekend. And that was my impression of Crystal in the passenger seat while I drive.
Or is it...
No, she's just reading and completely...
She's not sleeping?
No. Well, sometimes. You know what? I would love to hear... Here's what I would love to hear. I would love to hear women give their... do an impression of their man.
Of their man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think we should do the guy do the impression of the girl, because you're going to get a lot of guys.
Oh, they can do that, too.
You're going to get a lot of guys in trouble.
Hey, if they're dumb enough to call in and do it on the radio, that's their problem.
Oh,
and
boy.
And just call in and give me an impression of what your guy sounds like.
Okay.
Or girl. I don't care. 361-5557. Well, you could try to email or text it, but it wouldn't work very well.
Yeah, it wouldn't come across.
AM at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. It is 7:56, up to 32 today. There was a semi-truck that tipped over on I-90 between Beaver Creek and Laverne. And, of course, we hope the driver's okay, but some folks, and someone pointed that out on our Facebook on the post we mentioned on there. But some of the other people did say some mildly amusing things I would like to share quickly.
Okay.
One was cue the South Dakota tourism theme song.
But we can't.
I can't. It's Minnesota.
And I don't know what the Minnesota theme song is.
Well, it would be that Joe Mauer one that there's more to do in Minnesota.
Oh.
Burr, dur, 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 dur. Of course, we hope the driver's okay.
Yes.
Someone
we
else
just go,
said
Minnesota.
I suppose. another one said the walking cows.
Oh my goodness.
Or the walking cattle. Could be. You never know. Maybe that's how it starts. Mad cow disease.
Oh my God.
You know? Never know.
Really?
Yeah. So if you could do an impression of your significant other, how would that sound?
I don't have one to impersonate.
Well, that's okay. Jordan's on the phone. How are you, Jordan?
I'm awake.
Okay, so are you going to do an impression for us of your boyfriend or husband?
Yeah, okay. Well, my boyfriend, all right. This okay. is me. Okay, I'm like, what do you want to do tonight? Go to a movie or you want to go do something else? I don't know. I don't care. That's all I get anymore. It's like, I don't care. I don't know. It's just the worst thing ever, and that's the most annoying thing ever. I think a lot of women can vouch for that.
I agree.
Don't you think he probably sounds dumber when he says it, though, Jordan?
Oh, no.
Like,
no, no. Oh, no. Like, they literally, like, guys, you guys literally don't care. And, like, with
we
me,
don't.
Like, I do care. And I feel like I'm making all the decisions and I'm wearing, like, the pants in the relationship.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You need to make an effort.
Okay. I'm going to put my foot down right now.
He just slammed down the pen like he's a man and means business right now.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
You don't. You say you don't want to make all the decisions, yet
right.
you don't make a, let us make any decisions.
We just want you to agree with us.
Yeah, you guys need to figure it out. Whatever we say,
mm-hmm.
we have women have boobs. Okay, we rule the world. All right. Okay. And pretty much what it is that yeah, you guys say you don't care, but we want you to care. So you act like you care, even though you don't.
We care about you. We don't care about the movie you want to go see. If you really want to go see Silver Linings Playbook, then let's go to Silver Linings Playbook. We don't want to sit and argue because we know you don't want to go see the new Die Hard.
Well, this is then what you guys need to do is say, yeah, let's go to a movie. Which one do you want to see?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be the perfect answer.
And then we, yeah, and then you're right back to, well, why can't you decide? Well, because you don't want to see the movie I want to see.
No, just say which one do you want to see.
We're just making the conversation shorter. That's all we're doing.
Didn't you say that you wanted
we're
to see
We're editing for
blah,
time
blah.
And content.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
But when a guy says they don't care, it seems like they really don't care and they don't want to be with you anymore.
No, 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 whatever. No, no. Now you're reading too far into
no,
it, Jordan.
But
it's
I
not that we don't care
saying.
About you. We don't care what movie we see. Like, when we say we don't care, there's
do
nothing
care.
More to read into it than
you
that.
We don't care what movie.
We don't care what movie we go to. Well, actually, we
yeah.
do. We yes. just know we're not going to win the argument, so why bother?
Right.
Right, exactly. You
That's
never
all it
will
is.
Win.
Exactly. So you're all
and
defiant.
A lot of men need to learn that.
We rule the world. Why won't you make a decision? But we rule the world. Why won't you make a decision? Do you understand what we're going through here now, Jordan?
Well, because we care about other people's input. We're women. We care about other people, what they think of us and everything.
Yes. You care that they get to give their input. You don't care that their input is relevant.
That's why you ask us which one we want to see.
Exactly. At least be somewhat considerate instead of saying, I don't care or I don't know.
Okay, so would you be happier if he said, I don't know, what would you like to see?
Yeah, see, and that
then,
would be like...
Yes,
and
that'd
then
be a
he,
conversation.
And then you say, what, you want to go see Silver Linings Playbook? He's like, okay, cool, let's go.
That would be then perfect.
Exactly.
So you're not actually asking us what we want to see. You're asking us to ask you what you want to see.
Yep.
Right, exactly. That means you at least show a little bit of consideration towards us.
Oh, God.
That's perfect if you would do it just like that.
Do you have any more ibuprofen in your purse?
I do have some.
I'm getting a headache.
Andy, you're screwed on this one, okay?
No, I know. I'm married. Trust me, I know. Thank you for the call, Jordan.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That kind of circular logic is what... is causing 50% of the divorces in the country. You understand that, right?
Go with it.
We're trying to. What movie do you want to see? I don't care. Let's go to whatever you want to go to.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Well, what if we don't know? Or what if we...
There's these really cool apps that you can get on your smartphone.
I know. Really? You're telling me about apps for my smartphone?
Or you could actually pay attention to when we see like a preview for a movie and say, oh, I really want to see that. You can actually pay attention to
every
that.
Every time there's a preview in a movie, you always turn to the person next to you. That looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to say that. And I feel like such a tool bag.
Why?
Because everybody says it.
But if it does look good, say it, because then people pay attention that you want to see that movie.
Okay. But what if they don't think it looks good?
Then they'll say, I don't really want to see that one.
Okay.
It's okay.
So it's 8:01. This is Hot 104.7.
The music, please.
Hot 104.7.com.